Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy Podcast Network. I'm Mallory Kraft and I'm glad you're here.
Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy Podcast Network. Today, this episode is sponsored by Savory Spice Shop. Shout out to my favorite spice shop in the city where I get all my spices for cooking and other things. Baking, baby. And then maybe just smelling. I get my smelling salts there. So thanks for sponsoring the podcast and this episode. So I have my new friends here. Say hi to everyone.
Hi, guys. This is Casey with The Tasty Escape.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom. I need to get some of those smelling salts, yeah.
I think. I can't see you from the computer.
Yeah, it's a little awkward. Sad. It's like I can just like hear your voice over there.
I'm going to move over here, actually.
There we go.
So Tom and Casey are here. The way that I make friends is I just find their social media accounts and then I ask them to come on the podcast, which is like happened with every single person. And it's like an excuse for me to make like new food friends. So welcome, you guys. You are from here?
I am from here originally. Okay. I was born in Northwest Oklahoma, a town called Hennessy.
Okay.
Like the Licka. And I went to the OU, lived here for a little while, and then moved to D.C. where I met Tom.
And then you guys moved back?
And we moved back in February, so we've been here like, how many months is that? Four?
Not that long. Yeah. I noticed you popped up on the food scene, and I was like, okay, let me check these people out. And great. So we're gonna jump into everything. What did you guys do this morning? Tom mentioned that he Instagrammed it, but I haven't gotten to look on the gram yet.
Yeah, you know, I think most hungover Saturdays start with some combination of getting coffee and getting food. So
right.
We made our way over to Elemental Coffee, which is probably our favorite coffee shop right now. But we've definitely been impressed with the amount of and the variety of like top notch coffee shops here.
Okay, wait. Let's back up. You were hungover.
Yeah.
Why? What did you guys do?
So my brother and sister in law are going on vacation. They left today to go to Europe.
Okay.
And my friends. Going to Denver, like we're all traveling in the next week, so we all got together last night and went to. Well, we started at the Lobby Bar,
okay,
haven't been to in a really long time. It was fun, and then went to La Brasa for dinner.
Okay,
there's just a solid, healthy amount of wine.
Okay, okay,
and La Brasa was fun.
I haven't
been back there in a long time.
Used to go when it was.
It wasn't quite. To the club level yet because we're early people so it was still just like
it's definitely the best dinner. Peruvian Korean fusion that I know of that was a lot of fun. We having a podcast that we're going to be on the next day, probably not the smartest idea.
But you just roll out of bed and like you're like, hey, what up? Yeah. I've done this podcast hungover many times.
We were just trying to fit in.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
But then we went to Cheever's for brunch.
Oh, nice.
It's a long story. We were going to eat at Elemental, but we're trying not to eat carbs. We were like,
so you go to Cheever's?
So we went to Cheever's. Didn't work.
Okay.
But it was delicious.
You were like, let me get that. Chicken fried steak, even though it's like
he totally did. He had to try it.
It was I don't know. I don't know how we went from no carb, low carb to chicken fried steak, but it worked out.
I'm going to Cheever's for my friend's birthday next Friday, so I haven't been in a long time, so I'm excited to go.
Have you had the chicken fried steak?
What?
Have you had the chicken fried steak?
A long time ago.
Have you had it at the press?
No, I have not had it at the press. Is it, which one is better, do you think?
It's different.
Okay.
The
one at the press is a chicken fried ribeye. Yeah. So it has the advantage of being a much like more premium cut.
Thick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
super tender.
Bigger too.
Yeah, it's huge.
I don't know. They were both good, but I don't know. The one at the press was really good.
Cheever's is such a like fancy, like you feel like you're someone, you know, you might not be, but like just because you go, because like, that's where everyone's like, oh, Cheever's, you know? And the press is more like down home.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Get a couple beers in you.
Yeah.
their cocktail menu is literally all tequila, you know, so it's like, it's kind of a little bit different. The Plaza is a different vibe for sure. Okay. So you guys are new here to Oklahoma. I mean, you're not, but you've moved away, came back. Me and my friend Judy, we're recording an episode next week. She's been on the podcast a ton of times before. We were talking about the hottest bartenders in Oklahoma City. Oh. Do you have a pick for? Because I know like my favorite, which I won't reveal now. But let me tell me so I can check them out before we record.
So like individual bartenders, or like which places collectively have the hottest?
So we were talking. We're like Pump Bar Babes. Like they're really hot. You know.
Oh, I thought about going there today. I missed out on.
Yeah.
Good question. I don't know.
Think about it. Let me know. Yeah. I'll let the listeners know. Post episode. So we're trying to figure out like what who the hottest bartenders are. What we're doing is we're taking the Best of OKC from the Gazette.
Okay.
And we're going to go through all the nominations and let them know our opinions, because it needs to be out there, you know, because some of the stuff is like really on point, and some of it I'm just like, what are you guys? Are you guys in the know or not? You know. Right. So you went out. You had brunch at Cheever's. You had the chicken fried steak. You had
the pork stack.
Okay,
which,
what's that?
It's pork and some black beans with sunny side up egg on top, and queso fresco and avocado, which all sounds low carb. So I thought I was doing good, but there's definitely tortillas involved. And part of me knew in the back of my mind, like, I should ask, but then I was like, if I don't, and then they're there, like,
it's like I have to eat it. Yeah,
so it's very good.
The Bloody Marys were pretty low carb.
Bloody Marys were excellent.
Yeah.
And that's the celery stick there. That was very low carb. So
yeah,
I'm happy
about
that.
You basically burned calories. Have you ever heard that? It's like you burn
calories drinking the spicy Bloody Mary.
You burn calories eating the celery is what I've always heard. So it's like negative calories. I'm like, oh. Think so. I went out last night with my boyfriend. We had our 1-year anniversary.
Oh, congrats.
Yes. And he said, I'm not going to tell you where we're going. And he had kept that for like a month. And but like a week before that, he had asked me where I like to eat. So I had that list of names in my head. And I didn't even think anything of it. I was just like, I like Picasso. I like Mazzio. Like, it was like not fancier places. And so his little joke was he was going to take me to Iron Star because he always wants barbecue and I don't. And so he even drove past, like he drove past Iron Star. Like, he was taking the joke really far. But we went to Picasso and it was great. It's like always very high quality, good service, good food, and not an outrageous price.
Right.
So that's why we like it. And then we walked over to Scratch and had a nightcap.
Scratch is fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
The bar is so nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very, the drinks are really good. Shout out to Dad Style Bartender, I think is his Instagram name. Let me find it. He was like, I know your handle. I was like, oh my God, this is the first time anyone said anything to me. And then I was like riding that wave. So I was like, hey, can we get the recipe for the covfefe, which is like a drink that we really like, and he gave it to us. So nice. I was like, now I'm never coming back here. I'm just kidding. I will go back there. But yeah, it was really fun, and that is just a really, we like that date night because it's like very predictable. We've done it a couple times before, so the worst thing is going somewhere new
and then it sucks.
Yeah. And you're like, dang it, I wasted all those calories.
Yeah.
So we're gonna jump in with Eat of the Week. I just did my first newsletter for Eat of the Week, so I'll send you guys that. But my Eat of the Week was the Drake's Brandy Ice. Ooh. Have you had that?
I haven't. It's, I like Brandy good. Ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just had Brandy Ice at Mahogany.
Yeah.
Was it last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Brandy Ice is very posh.
Yeah. Did they do anything like...
So
unusual, or
yes. So this is why I like it. It's very, very boozy, and it's kind of like a boozy Brandy Ice snow cone.
Ooh.
They serve it with a spoon instead of like a milkshake, and they have like a little pirouette, like candy stick in there, and it's good enough to share. It's good enough to have by yourself, and it's just great. So Do you guys have like a favorite eat of the week that you've been eating lately?
We went on Thursday night to Taste of Korea for the first time.
Ooh, nice.
And it was so good. Mm-hmm. Everything was so good.
Yeah, we went with Fee, actually.
Okay, yeah. Oh, awesome. Okay.
I feel like everybody in Oklahoma City knows Fee.
Yeah. She is out there. She's so friendly. She's so creative. She loves letting people know about all the food stuff and other stuff.
Yeah. She's a connector.
She's sure is. Yeah.
So yeah, we did that. Everything was awesome. The bibimbap, if we're pronouncing it correctly, was excellent. So that I'm obsessed with that. And it's BYOB apparently. I don't know if that's like out there. If you're supposed to tell people that.
Now all one of my listeners will know. I'm just kidding.
So we're planning to go back with like wine.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
It's really affordable. Super good.
Korean food's really good. Taste of Korea, and then there's one in Del City. I can't remember. Korea House, maybe?
Yeah. We were talking about that. We haven't been, but...
And then did you guys get to experience Che when it was around?
He did.
Sort of, yeah. It was. I did a while back before we moved here, and then we went to like one of the last days it was open, but it was their brunch menu, which was still good, but it was a different representation.
Yeah. It wasn't like a traditional.
It's kind of like basic brunch food.
The other day I was at work, and this guy was like, "Hey, have you been to Che?" I was like, "Dude, Che's been closed for 3 months. What's wrong with you?"
Yeah, we heard that Che was less traditional style Korean food. Taste of Korea was definitely more like, you know, is like what people make in their homes, you know. And it's small, you know, it's like an old like fast food place almost, like a drive through window. But everything you could tell when it came out was like super authentic and really tasty. So yeah, we're still kind of obsessed with that.
There's a place for both of them. Like there's a place for like the kind of Americanized type, and then there's a place for just that like authentic. Yeah.
Coming from DC, it seems like I say this with love, but every place that tried to open, I mean, Korean, Vietnamese, Mexican, no matter, it was like fancy. Like we don't always need the fancy version. Just give me the basics.
Barrios. I will bleep that name out because I do not speak their name on my podcast. We don't need Barrios. We need Chilinos. We need Ted's. We need that like Tex-Mex, like just, you know that cheese has been sitting there all day. But you still eat it. You're fine. So you guys came in with a grocery bag. You're very prepared to talk about grocery gab. I am very interested in your differences. So are you from DC?
Where are you from? I lived in the DC area for about 18 years, I guess. So I moved there when I was in high school.
Okay.
Before that I was living in Jersey. So I grew up most of my life in Jersey. So definitely an East Coast boy. But yeah, we were coming to Oklahoma City for probably 5 or 6 years, you know, like while we were dating. So the move here was like, you know, so many people are like, "Oh, it must have been such a shock," you know, coming from DC to Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. I was like, I knew what I was getting into. It was not like, you know, I just like saw the picture online and I was like, "Okay, let's do it." You know, we'd been here before. We've been around. So it was cool. I've lived all over as well, even before Jersey. I was actually born in England.
Okay.
Which is an interesting little factoid I like to flaunt.
Interesting facts about Tom. Welcome to Interesting Facts About Tom.
I was born
Tom.
On Christmas Eve in Wimbledon, England.
So, ooh.
That's always a cool story.
Christmas baby. where do you grocery shop here, and what are the differences between DC grocery shopping and Oklahoma City grocery shopping?
So many differences. I think the thing we miss most is, just having to drive to a grocery store is a pain in the ass. Which I used to do that all the time when I lived here before. But some stroke of luck, we lived above a grocery store. In the last place we lived in D.C., we used to live directly across the street. Both times it was Safeway. Not like the best grocery store, but...
It got the job done.
Yeah, and if you forget something, or you don't have to go and get all of your stuff at one time. For me, that's so overwhelming because I always forget things. Plus, there's no wine yet.
Right.
So that is a major difference.
Yeah. And that's like my mind is going to be
Have you lived here your whole life?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like when I first moved to Virginia, back then I didn't know that much about wine. Now I like to think I
I know nothing.
But I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like wine and beer. And I mean, we have beer, but it's not real beer.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's the biggest, like to me, just having to get in the car. A grocery shopping experience can take over an hour, and that just, like...
Yeah, you don't like it.
It's too much work.
Okay.
So we've been doing more, like, meal boxes, because we're literally so lazy.
Okay, okay.
But
so what meal boxes do you do?
We've experimented with a lot. Lately, we're trying Home Chef, because they have more low-carb options than a lot of the other ones. And Gobble's okay, because it's faster.
Okay.
So, like, his coworker recommended that one. You can do it in, like... 15 minutes, so they're good. We both work from home, so they're actually good to like throw together for lunch.
What do you guys do? Like, you don't have to say like if you're like in the secret government, but I just like to know, because the Tasty Escape is your blog, your like your side hustle, right? Something that you're passionate about. But what do you do for like a living? Because I work in oil and gas, which is the opposite of food blogging. Yeah,
I have a lot of family in oil and gas.
Okay.
Yeah, I do marketing. So I do digital marketing for a sales consulting firm. They're based in Arkansas. So sometimes I go out to Little Rock, but yeah, most of the time we just work from home.
I work in government contracting. It's boring.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, my job is boring too. I'm, like, I start explaining it, people's eyes glaze over.
I would go into it.
Yeah. Okay. So you kind of, well, I'll have to pick your brain a little bit when we talk about the blog, because you probably have that like marketing mindset.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely some overlap there.
Yeah. So grocery shopping, let's get back to that. Where do you guys go here?
So most of the time we'll split between Trader Joe's and Whole Foods because it's easy to get to from, you know, right down here.
Mm-hmm.
Whole Foods steals our money. So like we try not to go, but they've started that new Prime app where you can get but it really isn't that.
It's like 10%
off. Yeah, 10% off some stuff.
Which is basically tax.
Right.
Yeah, it's like 10% off things that are already on sale, which is nice. But yeah, I mean, I feel like
grocery bag is from the Homeland on 18th.
Oh, Lord.
Because we thought my brother and sister-in-law live over there, and she's hated that grocery store
for the worst.
But it's getting closer. So we thought, like, we'd go check it out. It's nice. It's still
bad.
Like, yeah, the remodel is not all the way there. Yeah, like, I mean, it looks nicer.
It looks like
they're
going to
finish it. But
we got some protein greens. Have you tried those?
No, what's that?
I'm not really sure. Something about pea
protein?
Pea protein, yeah. I don't know. And we're going to make, have you tried those, not Impossible Burgers, like Beyond Burgers, they're veggie burgers.
Yeah, I know what they've, I've had something like it.
We bought those the other day, so we're going to put them on lettuce and have some, you know, like a burger bowl.
Low carb. Yeah, it's really
The fail at brunch, we gotta go back.
It's really hard to love food and also have like food photography and marketing like and stuff like that as your side hustle or hobby or whatever, and like stay at a weight. So that's one thing that I struggle with. It's terrible, so because you love it so much, and then when it's all free, it's there, and you're like, I just have to eat all of it. Or if it's not free, if you're just having a time. I was at the Norman Crest this morning. Shout out to Bryce Waller if he still listens to this. I did a grocery gauntlet a couple years ago. So I took a bracket, and then we narrowed it down, and Crest was the winner of like the grocery gauntlet.
I've heard good things.
Yes, Crest is great. You have to go to the correct Crest to feel like it's great.
Right.
It's the most accessible. It's open 24 hours. It's the most affordable. Like for the entire Oklahoma City area, it's the best one. So we went to the Norman one, me and Judy, and she wilded out. She got some Doritos. She got some Coke. She got some cotton candy. She got like all this. It's like one of those places. It's not Whole Foods, but also you can find good stuff there. So I am trying this Bird's Eye product, which is like veggie pasta that's frozen. And you just heat it up, and it's supposed to be like fettuccine Alfredo or cheesy penne or like whatever. So we're going to try that this week with like shrimp and chicken and stuff like that. So I love a trip to Crust. It's just very far away.
Yeah. So that's, for me, it's, if we're going somewhere, I'll plan, like my mom was on, like near Quail. Mm-hmm. So like I'll plan to go to a grocery store like on the way home just because I can go to better ones. Because I don't know, the cheapest place for us to shop close by is the Belle Isle
Walmart. And you don't want that at all.
It's terrible.
It's so bad.
Soul crushing.
So it is soul crushing. You need to try, and I know it's, I always say this on every single episode, you need to try Aldi.
Yeah, so where's the closest one to like
It's just opened like 2 weeks ago. It's on May and 50th. Okay. So it's a little far, but you can still make it there. Aldi is like Trader Joe's. So everything is the private label and it's very affordable.
Yeah.
So I love Aldi. I got a ton of stuff there the other day at the new one because they had finally like settled down. There was a lot of people because it just opened. You know, this is Oklahoma City. Everyone's excited about a new grocery store. So, yeah. Cool. Well, now we'll go into the OKC Talk segment, which is my new segment you guys get to experience, where I get on OKC Talk and look up the newest restaurant or development property and judge it before it's open. So there's two things that I want to talk about. They're not really pulled up on OKC Talk right now, but Scissortail Park. Have you guys heard of this?
Yep.
Yeah.
The Jones Assembly is going to operate the new Scissortail Park Cafe. So what do you guys think about the Jones Assembly, first of all?
We're big fans. At least I am.
He loves it.
I love Jones Assembly.
It's so
DC. Yeah.
So like...
And oh my God, Annie, I hope Annie's listening to this. Annie Tucker, she does the Take a Bite and she also works for Social Order. She lived in DC for like a summer, a couple summers. And so she'll love that, that you said that.
I don't know. I like it too. I really do. It's definitely a scene.
Oh, it's the
scene.
And
I always feel so behind the fashion.
Oh yes.
When I go there, but other than that, I mean, the food's always really good.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. But yeah, it is more of like you're intentionally going to be out, you know, and be there. It's not like, you know, a watering hole where you're just going to be sitting at the bar and just, you know, hanging out. It's a little more of a social establishment. But yeah, I just think it's cool. I feel like every time I'm there, I like spot like something like it's just very like visually appealing to me. Like it's just designed and laid out really well. Everything's really thought through and the food and drinks are good. So
it's very, very beautiful. Yes. And, but it, like, I definitely agree with you. It is a scene. If I was single when the Jones Assembly was open, I would be jungle catting it up in there. No, we were talking to Marissa was on and she was like, yes, you have to be an attorney to sit at the bar, you know, cause it's like, it's for sure a scene, but the food is always good. They're always doing something new and creative, and we just don't go there at night, you know, like we don't.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Early, I don't think we've been there that late before.
Early dinner we've done, brunch, but like late at night, I can't. Yeah. I don't think that would work for me.
Yeah. It's not okay. So they're the operators of the Jones Assembly, Fuzzies, Texadelphia, 747. They have that fast casual down pat. Jones is probably, sounds like it's the outlier, but they are going to be operating the new cafe in the Scissortail park. It's 3,000 square feet. So kind of small. Yeah. That seems small. And it's going to be burgers, shakes, ice cream, salads, wraps, things like that. So it'll be interesting to see. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
I don't think I'll go there that often just because I'm not a tourist.
Right.
Right.
I'm really curious to see, like, what that whole, like, how accessible it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, I assume it'll do really well. But then, again, I would have thought that place in the Myriad Gardens would do. I mean, I guess Pitchfork is doing well now. But, like, place couldn't sustain itself, which is weird because people go there all day. So.
And it's been, like, 15 different things.
Yeah.
But also the Myriad, I feel like if you're a local and you go to the Myriad Garden and then you're like, well, I'm just going to go home and eat. And then if you're someone that's a tourist, you're like, well, I'm going to go into Bricktown or I'm going to go into one of the districts or whatever.
That's true.
I can see that.
It'll be interesting to see how far it is, I guess, from the hotel. And like if you're stranded and you're like, I need food, then I don't know. It's supposed to be really big, right? I assume like there's going to be running trails and you're like out near. I don't know.
Let me get a wrap.
I can't really wrap my mind around what that's all.
Yeah, I think it's hard.
It is really
hard to understand. Yeah, before seeing it. But yeah, I wonder if it'll be very like tourist focused, where like people who don't live in Oklahoma City are there, and it's like, oh, here's an overpriced burger, cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like, or is it actually a good place that, you know, people like us, you know,
want to go
just walking around, will be like, oh, well, hey, let's stop over there.
There's also going to be like a patriarch type situation over there.
Is like a beer house?
Area? I heard that Oklahoma, they're opening like something kind of like a 2-level, but I don't know if it's in Scissortail Park or if it's just
it's around that area. It's like, I'm sure it's a craft beer bar because Oklahoma loves craft beer.
Yeah, it's the Bullhead Barbecue or any of that in it. Yeah, it's the only word I know in Vietnamese. It's satay.
Okay.
It's a chili oil paste. Mm-hmm. And when I was in Denver, there was a pho restaurant that called it Southern style pho. Okay. Or South Vietnamese pho or something like that, mm-hmm. which I've debunked from a lot of my friends. But I couldn't figure out what it was called, so I just had to be like, this is the chili thing. Finally, I got somebody to tell me it's called satay. And you'll order your bowl. I do the beef brisket and then the tendon. I like the tendon because it's chewy. Mm-hmm. And so Vocado has the best broth. Their satay, it's not as good. But you go to Pho Linh Hua, which is mm-hmm. the traditional, everybody's go-to. The broth is great. I mean, it's good, but their satay is amazing.
Really good.
The cool thing about Pho Linh Hua is where we've been this week is you get in there, like we were going to go to a movie. At 6:30, mm-hmm. and you get in there at like 6, mm-hmm. and you can eat like a large P16 and be out in like 15 minutes because it's like
they just like turn it over the tables.
So my eat of the week is either one of those two places, Vocado and Pho Linh Hua, and I think that's the only place we've eaten. Well, I had a Tucker's burger earlier this week.
I still need to revisit Tucker's. What?
Have you not?
I've been, but I didn't like what I had, I'm gonna have to go back.
There's no beating early Tucker's, though. Tucker's, Brown's Bakery made all their buns.
Oh, I love Brown's Bakery.
And they have gone to, like, other buns. But Tucker's is, like, I eat it when I'm happy. I eat it when I'm sad. I eat it when I'm feeling very American and I just got done voting. And I was like, double Tucker's cheeseburger with jalapenos. You have to get the jalapenos.
Okay.
And onions. And...
yesterday when I was feeling a type of way about everything. Today is November 10th.
Yeah, we're recording this.
So we're still kind of reeling from a Trump presidency. But
we're in Trump's America now.
What?
I thought I was eating a Tucker's burger to celebrate the American process.
No. I had Hideaway yesterday, like, all day. So I ate it for lunch, and then I ate it for dinner.
I had some up at my podcast studio the day before yesterday. It was like meatballs and jalapenos and crumbly cheese, and Steven, my producer, was mm-hmm. doing he was talking to the Hideaway people, and they had a bunch of different Hideaway stuff up there.
There you go. Hideaway is a great Oklahoma.
So there's some eats of the week.
Eats of the week. Okay,
I'm excited to do eats of the week first time.
That's awesome. You're the first one that's prepared and
super stoked. Are we getting a grocery gab now?
Yeah,
are we getting a grocery gab?
Yeah, we're doing grocery gab now. I meal planned hardcore on Saturday. So I went to 5 grocery stores to get everything that I wanted because I love grocery stores. Yeah.
Sure.
So I went to 5 grocery stores to get everything I wanted. The one thing that I have been really liking this go round, or I have an 11 o'clock snack. Okay. So usually it's like an apple, but I've been getting the Sargento snack breaks. Mm. Have you seen those?
No, what do they do?
So basically they're not snack breaks. It's called a balanced break. So basically it's just like a little container, and on one side it's cheese.
Okay.
And then on the other side there's nuts and either raisins or cranberries.
Is it like an adult Lunchable?
It's a little bit. It's like 170 calories. You get like your little cheese, and then you can eat it like with a nut, and then like a cranberry. You can eat it together, or you can eat it separate, and it's just like a perfect little snack.
Awesome.
So that's like my.
What's your favorite apple, by the way?
My favorite apple is a Honeycrisp.
They're in season right now.
I know, they're so good right now.
I've got 3 of them sitting on the back microwave back there. I remember back in the day, you could only get them in like October, early November.
Mm-hmm.
And then here recently, I guess people figured out how to grow them all year. I used to wait for October.
For Honeycrisp?
For Honey. Not only because it's my birthday and my favorite month because it's awesome.
October is the best month.
It is by far. All three of us. You're October, right?
I'm November 4th.
Okay.
But I'm like close enough.
But you're still like Scorpio.
Yeah, Scorpio.
See, I'm cusp Scorpio.
Okay.
October 24th. And then Carrie's October 6th. But October's by far. But and it was part of that was the Honeycrisps.
It's like you feel so powerful like during that month. So and Halloween's great. My favorite.
Halloween's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Did we do anything for Halloween this year? I don't think so.
I went a little too hardcore on Halloween.
Did you go big?
I had three costumes. Nice. I was Snapchat filters. So I had three different Snapchat filter costumes. And then I always love Halloween because the next week is my birthday. Oh, so it's like just 2 weeks of nonstop fun.
Just a great big old party.
Yeah. And then before that, I went to Chicago.
Yes. Can we talk Chicago?
Yeah, let's
do it. What did you tell me? Let me preface this. I gave Mallory a bunch of Chicago recommendations, probably to the point of like, shut up, Abel. I'll go where I go.
Yeah.
But I'm crossing my fingers because every time I tell people everywhere to go in Chicago, they don't go to any of the places.
Okay. I don't think I went to any. I'm sorry. Okay.
Par
so,
for the course.
So I... It was hard.
I thought you were going to go to Kuma's.
We were going to go to Kuma's, but we ate, like, breakfast, and then we weren't hungry.
Where'd you go for breakfast?
Lemongrass?
I don't know Lemongrass.
It's in Lakeview.
Okay.
The Lakeview area.
I have friends in Lakeview.
Yeah. So my friend lives in Lakeview. Mm-hmm. The brunch was fine. That wasn't my favorite. The one place that I really liked that I want to talk about, and I don't know if you've been here, is called Revolution Food Hall.
No.
So basically what it is, and my friend Mary Beth took me there. It's like on Michigan, maybe. It's like kind of in like the downtown, a little bit touristy area.
The Golden Triangle.
Right. Yeah. And it is like an amped up food court.
Oh, cool.
So you walk in and it's all these different really cool restaurants.
Have you been to Eataly?
No, but we talked about Eataly. No, we didn't go to Eataly.
Because Eataly is like that.
It's like a bunch of different little shops. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ish. But they're all Italian, like, themed. Like, you got the cheese guy and the pasta guy and the olive oil guy. But yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. It was like that, but it didn't really have a theme of any kind. So there was a big bar. There was, like, a little coffee shop. There was, like, a place that had fancy avocado toast. There was a pho place. There was a ramen. Not a pho place. There was a ramen place. A breakfast place. It was really cool. It was great lighting.
Huh.
So I ate like from four different places.
Nice.
And
I think that a fancy avocado toast restaurant could be the most hipster thing I've ever heard of.
I didn't go for that one. I got a poke bowl, which have you ever had one
of
those?
I love poke bowl. Yeah, I love Hawaiian poke.
Yeah, it was great.
Have you ever had Spam Musubi while we're talking about Hawaiian food?
No, I haven't.
It's like...
I know Spam is big in
huge
Hawaii.
Huge because of World War II, and they're like, look, we have meat in a can.
Yeah.
But they take a thing of rice, put a piece of Spam on top of it, and wrap it in
nori
of it. Seaweed.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I love it. But a lot of Hawaiian poke. Do they do it with tuna?
Yeah, it was ahi tuna. Yeah, yeah.
Stuff's awesome.
So that was really cool. I'm like, we need someplace like that here. And get like a mini Tucker's and
spoiler alert.
No.
There's something on the horizon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is so exciting.
I cannot speak in any sort of
official
capacity, but keep your eyes open.
Okay.
In the next year-ish,
there's
going to be something.
So I should stick around here and not just like fly off to Chicago.
I highly recommend moving away.
Okay.
Oklahoma City is a great place to come back to, and it's a great place to live. So if you have a chance to live somewhere else for a while, by all means do it. But there's some stuff along those lines.
I'm so excited.
I know things.
Okay.
I know things. And as soon as I can say any more, I'll let you know and we can talk about it.
And we can talk about it and tell all of the OKC Over Easy listeners.
So your grocery gab was the Sargento
snack breaks.
Adult
snacks that my boss was kind of like, you could just cut up cheese and like put that together yourself. Just nice to just have it.
Since you're the grocery person, I'm not trying to take over your podcast.
No,
but I do host a podcast. So
right.
I like asking
and everyone
questions.
Go listen to it. And also
Grounded
visit.
Sounds, mostly harmless.media. We're on iTunes. You can find it. I know you don't have a favorite, like, specific grocery store. I know who won the gauntlet and all that.
Yeah.
But
Crest.
But what do you do for your where's your go-to for protein?
Like
red meat, chicken, pork, whatever you're eating red meat.
You know, I don't cook a ton of red meat.
Hmm.
So I cannot remember the last time I bought red meat.
Oh.
Yeah. I eat it.
Yeah.
I'll go out and have pork or steak or a burger or sure. whatever. But I don't cook it a lot of the time. I buy chicken and I buy it from Brahms.
Huh.
Have you ever bought chicken from Brahms?
Yes.
It's in a package. Mm-hmm. It's green. It yep. has four chicken breasts. Mm-hmm. It's $5.99.
Nice.
And it's hormone-free.
So do you
it's GMO-free.
You do pieces of chicken, like, without bones?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just like chicken breasts.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife, Carrie, sitting here as well. She doesn't.
Yeah.
She's not big on bones mm-hmm. in her chicken. But we have gone to... We started getting our chickens at Bill Camp's meat market.
Okay.
Because they're the only ones that we have found that have not been at some point exposed to a saline brine of any sort.
Gotcha.
Like if you, even like at Natural Grocers and stuff, if you look on the like all natural deedle deedle dee,
mm-hmm.
there's still like a brine of some sort involved in that. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that.
You don't, yeah, you don't love that.
But I have not got it at Brahms. A few months ago, Carrie and I made a conscious decision that I can't die on every hill, you know, like I can't fight every fight.
Right.
But I was reading Omnivore's Dilemma at the time,
mm-hmm.
but it still holds true. I just really want to know where my meat comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if I'm feeding it to me and Carrie, and we're gonna have a baby in January.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I really want to know because I grew up a beef producer
mm-hmm.
On a beef farm, beef wheat farm ranch in northern Oklahoma. And I just really. Where my meat comes from is kind of my fight.
Right.
So we get it. We try to get it from Bill Camp mm-hmm. or Whole Foods has known origin meat, and then farmers markets and stuff around
yeah.
here. So I was just wondering.
Urban Agrarian. Do they have meat?
They have some. They don't have a lot. Okay. I do Provision Farms.
Okay.
The Provision Kitchen. Have you been in there?
I haven't yet. No.
It's a little costly.
Yeah, and
but the food's
I've looked
good.
On their website, and it's a little bit like I was like looking at their breakfast, and it was like. Roasted sweet potatoes with eggs, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I can make
yeah,
that.
I
mean,
that. Well, they have a farm. Provision Farm is all organically produced. Their hogs are all fed. Their organic produce, like
mm-hmm.
it's legit.
Yeah.
And they have an email list that comes out every week, and I can easily put you on the email list.
Okay.
And you get a list of what was produced that week, and it's like, it's not just meat. I mean, it's you know vegetables and
mm-hmm.
like I've got beets and mixed greens and salad stuff, and you can get everything from them.
Okay.
As well.
But yeah, I'll have to check that out.
As far as groceries. Me go. I'm in an interesting location here because I'm the two closest grocery stores to me are Whole Foods and SuperCow Win.
Oh, okay.
So,
I love SuperCow.
Love it.
Yeah.
My boss, the owner over there, mm-hmm. took me to eat Lido the other day.
Oh, nice.
You've been in there?
Yes, I've been there.
I have a cheat sheet.
Oh, to go to Lido?
I have a Lido's cheat sheet.
Okay.
Here,
he's
I
pulling
it
out right
in
now.
My wallet because Ba took me to a dinner that he's like, this is what we would eat if like our family was sitting at home. Having a, like, family meal.
Okay.
And those are the things that you should order.
Wow.
Yeah, Nate.
He's. I'll take a picture of this and
go
I'll tweet it.
It's crispy cuttlefish, pork simmered in a clay pot, number 52, casserole catfish, Vietnamese special vermicelli. That was awesome in the noodle.
Okay.
Hot and sour catfish soup
mm-hmm.
and the jumbo shrimp salad was
so go to Lido and order all of that stuff.
There you go. It's number 151, 52, 58, 51, 22, and 25.
Okay. Look at the Twitter account. I'll have already posted it with no explanation.
Just like this is what you get at Lido.
Okay, cool. Well, Grocery Gab, that's the end of it.
Man, I loved Grocery Gab. That was a good time.
that was such a fun time. So I have some questions for you
sure.
because you are so into the food scene and eating out. And we talked about Chicago a little bit. We kind of like glazed over.
Chicago
let's
routes.
Go. Let's go back to Chicago, and then we'll go into the main
I
portion.
I love Chicago. I left the University of Oklahoma
mm-hmm.
on. May the 22nd,
mm-hmm.
2004, and got in a car the day after graduation and drove directly to Chicago.
Okay.
And lived there for the summer, tried to find a job, and I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I've been back a number of times,
mm-hmm.
and it's my favorite food city that I've ever
really?
Been to.
Really?
It's wonderful.
Okay.
I mean, Kuma's Corner, One time I went to Chicago. Actually, a friend of mine has a podcast in Chicago.
Okay.
Stefania Rudd. It's called My Chicago.
Okay.
And Stefania is like the, I think it's official now, pizza queen of Chicago. Like,
I want to meet her.
You would love Stefania. She's the, one of the coolest people I know.
Okay.
But she's got this great podcast, and she just loves pizza. Like, it's her whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so her favorite pizza place is called Pequod's.
Okay.
Like Pequod, like the ship from Moby Dick.
Mm-hmm.
One time I went there and she's like, hey, Abel, I hadn't seen her in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, do you want to have the best hamburger you've ever had? And I was like, I'm from Oklahoma.
Like, I know a burger.
A good hamburger. Mm-hmm. Well, she's from Lawton, too, so she knows.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, yeah. And she took me to this place called Kuma's Corner. The original one is on California and Broadway. It's off the Red Line stop. You'll go up California a little ways. It is a heavy metal burger joint.
I can't believe we didn't make it there.
They have
so sad.
Jack Daniels on tap. Mm-hmm. All of the burgers are named after heavy metal bands.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like the Metallica burger and the Pantera burger, which is served with a side of Rage. And my favorite used to be there was the one that Judas Priest burger.
Okay.
And you know Judas Priest at all? Their lead singer Rob Halford came out and he's gay,
mm-hmm.
and it like really shocked the metal world because all these like metalheads were like, "Oh my god, I love Judas Priest,
but he's gay." Yeah.
Well, their Judas Priest burger had like cranberries and walnuts and pears and blue cheese crumbles. Okay. And stuff like.
Actually, that sounds like the salad
was,
that I've been making
was,
that
it
week.
Was, it was Lady Gaga's favorite hamburger for years, and they took it off the menu.
Wow.
But Kuma's.
Okay.
And it delivered. Like, it's on a pretzel bun. Here's another little insider tip. You know how Republic has pretzel buns?
Uh-huh.
Do you know Sherry Geis?
Yes.
Sherry Geis was the
I know her from
person.
Twitter. Yeah. I don't know her as, like, as
when
a
I first opened the shop, I didn't know anybody because I came back from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that I could get to follow me on Twitter, uh-huh. I would immediately write them an email and be like, hey, do you want to come have coffee? Because I set this place up across the street.
Yeah.
And Sherry was one of the people that came and had coffee.
Cool.
Well, she told me when they were open in Republic, because she was working for Good Egg,
mm-hmm.
the guy, the chef, I think it's Chris McCabe, is mm-hmm. the head chef over there. I don't know if it was him or somebody else said that. They're like, yeah, I went to this burger joint in Chicago, and it was this little heavy metal pub, and they had these pretzel buns that were awesome. And so that's where they got the idea. And it's from Kuma's Corner.
I am so upset that we didn't get to go.
And the burgers are like 3 inches thick. Ugh. And they cook them however you want. And they put them under a broiler. And Carrie's been there. And there's two locations.
You liked
now.
It, Carrie? Okay. She's nodding yes.
Their calamari is amazing.
Yeah.
French fries
are great. And it's one of those places. There's two locations now. So the lines aren't as long. But like I say, blaring heavy metal and families will be lined up 45 minutes down the block on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And then Au Cheval.
I have been to Au Cheval.
You have been to
Au
Cheval.
Yes, and I've had the burger there.
Burger there's good. Yeah. I like Kim's better.
Okay,
We went there for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
There's an amazing breakfast brunch place called Tweet Let's Eat.
Okay.
And
I haven't been there.
I went to Over
Easy.
Okay.
For like a breakfast brunch, like right when I got in.
Okay.
And so I was like, hey, over, like, okay, see, over
yeah.
easy. I
yeah,
took
there
a
you go.
It was great. I mean, it was good. Yeah.
Tweet, Let's Eat. We were there on our mini moon after we got married,
mm-hmm.
and we stayed at this Airbnb. The guy let it, he was a circus performer.
Cool.
Which is who That's you want to cool. stay with.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going to stay at Airbnb in Chicago. He let us borrow his tandem bicycle.
So That's
we're riding
so fun.
Around. It was the most adorable weekend ever. But we rode to this little brunch place called Tweet, Let's Eat,
mm-hmm.
and I had been there once before. And you're in the middle of, it's in uptown Chicago, it's mm-hmm. a little bit north, and sitting there and I get my food, and I cut into the egg, and it's orange, like this candy bar.
Which, and, by the way, we have like 6 candy bars here from Trader Joe's because I wanted to buy the flight of dark chocolate, and
it's
we're gonna
an impressive array. Of
we're
candy
gonna
bars.
Eat some of them in a little bit.
But anyway. And so the waitress comes out. We're sitting on the patio. It's a gorgeous morning, and I'm like, "Is these eggs? These are like real
eggs.
Farmer eggs."
Yeah.
And well, I asked for the owner. I was like, mm-hmm. is the manager, the owner, or whatever here?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, is something wrong? I was like, no, not at all. Mm-hmm. But she comes out, and I'm like, these are real eggs. Like, where did you, like, we're in the middle of Chicago. She's like, we've got this farmer that he lives outside of town. He brings them in once a week. And she's like, yeah, it's straight off of his chickens that run around his farm.
Yeah.
And we told her it was our honeymoon, and she brought us out mimosas, and it's just a fantastic little brunch place. Other than that, while Mallory's answering your phone, another cocktail bar I really like in Chicago is called Three Dots and a Dash.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing tiki bar. They have like every rum in the world. There's also the Girl and the Goat.
Girl and the Goat, I've heard, is really good. Mm-hmm. I've heard that there's another one, Duck Duck Goat.
Yeah, that's the new Chinese one. Yeah. I haven't been to that one. Did you go to the Top of the Cock?
I mean, maybe.
It's a bar on top of the Hancock Building. You can pay and go to the observation deck of the Hancock Tower, which is essentially the same height as the Sears Tower. But
I actually think I went there on my choir field trip when we went to Chicago when I was in eighth grade.
It's like you go up there. One level below the observation deck is a bar, and you just go up there and have a drink, and everybody in Chicago calls it Top of the Cock.
Okay, good to know. I'm gonna have to go back.
So many things. Italy's there.
And do all the things.
Oh, there's so many.
It was great. Well, we were there when the Cubs won to go to the World Series.
Okay.
So we went out to Wrigley that night, and it was mayhem. It was great. Okay, so...
There's Chicago in a nutshell.
Welcome to Chicago Over Easy.
listen to my Chicago with Stefania.
I'm going to listen, for sure. Okay, we're going to try these candy bars, and I'm going to ask you questions.
I'm going to pick one. Carrie, you want to pick
one? Yeah, you pick one too, Carrie.
I'm getting salt and pepper potato chip. We have that your choices are orange hibiscus, chili cinnamon, coconut caramel.
Mm-hmm.
Black sea salt caramel. We have black sea salt in the shop if you need it. And coffee coconut.
What's the difference between black sea salt and white sea salt?
Black sea salt is a product from Hawaii.
Oh.
It's actually colored with a lava. It's a lava that actually gives it its color. There's also a Hawaiian red salt.
Okay.
If you've ever been to Cheever's.
Yes, I've been to Cheever's, but only for brunch.
Yeah, they bring you out the salt and the butter with the salt on it.
Oh, okay.
The little red salt that's on top of their butter at Cheever's is red Hawaiian sea salt. But yeah, all sea salt's white, but this one is actually color added with some lava from Hawaii.
I'm going to do the black sea salt caramel.
Okay. The lady will choose the chili cinnamon.
Mm.
Bold move. I like it.
Okay, so tell me kind of about...
Questions.
Yes. Tell me kind of about your love of food and restaurants and the shop and every kind of just a recap on.
I didn't really introduce myself, did I?
I mean, I kind of did. I just said Abel from Savory Spice Shop. But just kind of like a little recap on that.
Sure. So I grew up outside of Enid, Oklahoma, and ate on a farm, farm-ish foods. But... I've always really loved seafood.
Okay.
So, every year on my birthday, my grandpa, who was a physician in O'Keene, would take me anywhere I wanted for my birthday.
Okay.
And I would always choose Red Lobster because they had crab legs.
He's not like my mom.
There was a Red Lobster in Enid at the time, and it was, the nicest seafood place that we had access to.
Okay.
When I was growing up. And I love lobster, everything. Crab legs, everything seafood, sushi, the whole mess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I've always, and my grandpa also, his family had a restaurant in Alva when he was growing up. So he's the one that kind of instilled a love of cooking and things with me.
Mm-hmm.
I moved to Denver after college after I couldn't find a job in Chicago. And nobody had a smoker. And I had always smoked meats, made brisket and barbecue and stuff like that. So I bought a little Smokey Joe smoker. Went to go get some ribs one time, and the guy at the butcher's shop asked if he had any rib rub, and he said, yes, but if you want the really good stuff, you need to go to Savory.
Okay.
And I was like, what is Savory? And he's like, it's a store that all they sell is spices.
Okay.
He's like, you better hurry, because you're not closing in about an hour.
Okay.
I drive over there, turn around, when I walk in the door, and there's that whole wall that I have of rib rubs, barbecue grilling seasonings. It was right there. And, I mean, from then on, it was always my favorite store
in
Denver. So anytime anybody would visit, I would always take them to Savory to check out all the spices. I mean, it smells so good in here.
Yeah, it does. It smells great.
So fast forward 6 years. I'm still living in Denver. And swore and be damned I would live and die my life in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad died when I was 29 years old. And we have a big farm outside of Enid, and I kept on needing to be back to try to help or whatever. So I moved back. I was selling life insurance.
Okay.
And so I kept on asking myself the question, was like, because I really didn't want to be selling life insurance. Mm-hmm. What would I do if I won the lottery and didn't really have to work anymore? And I just kept coming back to, I would hang out in a spice shop and talk to people about making their food taste good.
Yeah.
All the time. Then that came from my love of cooking, and, you know. And so Savory had recently started the franchise program.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told Mom, I was like, look, you know, she had just retired to spend time with Dad. I was wanting to own my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, let's look into see what it would take to open a Savory franchise. And, you know, we were farmers. We never did retail franchises mm-hmm. before. And then we just kind of went with it. And that was 5 years ago now.
Yeah.
The shop's been here for four. And the restaurant thing, I wasn't a big restaurant guy until I opened the shop. Well, kind of was in Denver because I knew a couple chefs.
Mm-hmm.
But with the shop, all the chefs come in.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome. I mean, so that's probably the cool one of the coolest parts.
It's really cool. Yeah. You know, like you said, you went to the soft opening of Revolution. Carrie and I go to soft openings
mm-hmm. all the time.
Fairly regularly.
I mean, yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing until I opened the shop and somebody came in and was like, oh, do you want to go to our soft opening? Mm-hmm. I was like, sure.
What is that? Yeah, I didn't know
and
either.
And I forget which the first one we went to was. There have been a lot.
Mine was Hideaway. I've eaten, it was the Hideaway mm-hmm. and more. And like, I've eaten Hideaway my entire life.
Yeah.
But it was great. I mean,
well,
it
like
was
Sherry,
great.
Well, we come back to Sherry.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When she was doing the marketing, whatever, for a Good Egg group, she knew how much I love Tucker's because I'm like their biggest cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time they would open a new Tucker's, she would invite me to the soft opening and she'd be like, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Whiskey cake.
Oh.
Was it one of the first ones?
Cool.
We went to the George.
I've never been to the George.
It's closed,
so. Okay, bye.
Side
note, have you been to the Hutch yet?
The Hutch on Avondale. I walked in there.
You did?
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no one there.
Oh.
But I know all the chefs over there real
okay.
well. David and Shane. It's open, but I just went in there and wandered around. No one was there. So I texted Shane. I was like, do I just make myself a sandwich?
Yeah.
What? But I meant to go this week. I haven't been yet. Mm-hmm. Have you been?
No, but I had went to Junior's for the first time.
Oh my God.
And
did
I had
you get a Caesar salad?
I didn't eat there. I had just gone on like kind of a bad date. And so I was like dressed up.
Did they take you to Junior's?
No. We went somewhere else. I was dressed up. It wasn't a bad date. It just wasn't a connection. Yeah. Okay. So it was kind of like, you feel a little bad after that. So like, I was like, I want to do something that like makes me feel better. And my friend Judy texted me and she was like, I was texting her. I was like, yeah, it wasn't great. She's like, go to Junior's. And so I was like, okay.
Is that what you do when you have a bad day?
Now it is going to be.
Junior's is awesome. I've been going to Junior's since, did you go in their little like,
I went in the bar area.
Bowl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smoky fishbowl.
And it was a Monday night. So it wasn't like super smoky.
Well, that place wasn't always glassed in like that.
Okay.
You know, it used to just be like
open. Yeah.
But it's a time capsule time capsule of
yeah.
a beautiful place. And when you go, I will go there just to get a Caesar salad.
That's what I heard. The Caesar salads are good, but I had a brandy ice and it was incredible.
Cool.
I mean, and it was good. It was just like
What's
a little
favorite,
treat.
What's your cocktail bar?
Favorite cocktail bar.
In town. By the way, Oklahoma City has a world class, I'm talking world class cocktail bar scene right now.
Okay. I really love and have a soft spot in my heart for the Ludovine bar. That
Colby
one
and Chris do a phenomenal job.
That one is just, I've had a lot of really good memories there.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
It's just a great place.
Have you been to Savings and Loan?
That's what I was just about to say. My birthday was last week. I went to Savings and Loan and he said, what do you want? And I was like, I'm not really sure. Cause I was looking at their menu and he's like,
the
what
guy
do you
that looked like Harry Potter?
No, I don't think so. I think all the bartenders there are just like on their game,
so
though.
Good.
Yeah.
So good.
And the only thing I didn't like was the crowd. It was,
it was
a Friday night.
I go
so
there almost every Tuesday night because
uh-huh.
we record our podcasts upstairs
okay.
in the studio. And so I always go in there and meet guests and stuff. And if you want to go there and just have a drink and be chill, Tuesday.
Okay.
There's no, it's like ghost town in there on
okay.
Tuesday.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
But did you happen to get the cocktail that's made out of squash juice?
No, I got the, he said, he goes, what do you like? I said, gin. And he made me one with like gin, basil.
Yeah.
It's one of their fall ones
mm-hmm.
and it was great. And I gave it to my friend Bryce. He took a drink and he was like, what is it though? Like,
yeah.
Why is it so good?
Well, they do everything in-house.
Yeah.
They're all very, very good at what they do. Mm-hmm. They take a lot of pride in it.
Yeah.
The new menu has one, like I say, it's a juiced Japanese squash, the little squatty green Japanese squashes.
Okay.
And it's got some nutmeg and cinnamon and some rye whiskey in there.
I want to go there right now.
Do it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. We'll take it on the road. Yes, I really like Savings and Loan a lot.
It's awesome. Did you know? Are you familiar with Death and Company?
Death and Company?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. No.
It's the 5 years in a row best bar in the world. They are consulting with a restaurant group in town right now to help open a new bar.
Okay.
On the canal.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That's going to be fantastic. Same people that do Rockford.
Okay. I like Rockford, too. Yeah, that's my favorite drink is a cocktail.
Sure.
This
is an amazing place to be.
Yeah.
For cocktails, because there's some ridiculous talent in this town. I mean, winning national
awards. And they come in here and get spices
from
your shop.
Savings and Loan, all those guys. Savings and Loan especially, but, you know, Ludovine guys. Mm-hmm. Chris and Colby and
yeah, Ludovine is just like I've just been there, been going for so many years.
That's my jam.
Okay. I liked the South Cider, cold and hard.
You like coffee?
I do like coffee.
When you go back to Savings and Loan, order a Thousand Days War.
Okay, my friend ordered that and it was so good.
Cold brew coffee, rum,
mm-hmm.
dark rum, banana bitters. And I forget what else is in there, but
yeah.
Did they tell you the story on it?
No.
It's like every one of their cocktails.
This podcast is sponsored by Savings and Loan.
Yeah. Okay, no. And Ludovine.
Yeah.
Every one of their cocktails has like an exhaustively researched like story about all the ingredients.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm going to have to go on Tuesday so they can tell me everything about it.
And sit there and just talk to the bartenders, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Okay, so I have a couple more questions.
Sure, I'll try to make them shorter.
What has been like the most kind of surprising thing about opening the shop? Like what have you learned that you were like, I didn't know that 4 years ago?
Well, it wasn't really surprising to me mm-hmm. as much as it was to the population at large,
mm-hmm.
was that a store, in the words of my landlords, that sells salt and pepper, will survive and thrive in the middle of in the middle of the country where when I move back.
But it adds so much flavor.
Okay.
And it's delicious. So the next time if you go there, get the Bumbal Way or the lemongrass beef dish, probably start with no pork blood, and you will thank me later. And then you'll
What was the iced coffee? How did you say iced coffee?
So the Vietnamese iced coffee in Vietnamese is Gafe Sua Da.
Okay.
So
it's
cafe soda.
Okay.
So coffee, milk, ice.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that sounds. I'm going there. I'm gonna do that.
But for a hot day, you know, everyone says pho is rainy day food,
mm-hmm.
hangover food.
Yeah.
If it's a hot day, if you want something lighter, they do wonderful bowls of vermicelli.
Oh.
So
okay.
I get the vermicelli with the egg rolls in it. With they can do it with beef and shrimp too.
Okay. That's awesome.
So those are the two things I get there, and I don't ever get pho because I think it's bland.
Okay.
After you've tasted these, like, super flavorful dishes, it's hard.
It's hard to go back.
It's hard to go back.
Cool. So pho Lenoir is kind of – it's not hole-in-the-wall. It's not a hole-in-the-wall place, but we were going to talk about hole-in-the-wall places.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your top picks for those?
For hole-in-the-wall? Mm-hmm. So when I think hole-in-the-wall, I think of tacos.
Okay, yes, yeah. We're going to talk about tacos,
so,
too.
The one hole-in-the-wall place, and I've only eaten there once, is it's, like, next to a jewelry store on the west side of Classen,
mm-hmm.
and they sell basically, like, Vietnamese crepes.
Okay.
Like, they're the rice crepes.
Okay.
And they have pork or shrimp inside of them,
mm-hmm.
but that's what they're known for. So you'll walk in, and there's, like, four tables.
Okay. Where is it? Where is it again?
And I can't remember the name because it's something Vietnamese.
Okay.
And I can't remember what it's called. But it's on the west side of Classen, near Classen and 23rd. And it's in a little strip mall next to the jewelry store.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So if you go there, it's delicious. For $8, you get these crepes filled with shrimp or pork. And then they put, like, all these herbs and julienne carrots and cucumbers on top.
Oh, that sounds so
good. So anything with fish sauce. Are you a big fan of fish sauce?
I'm not a fan, but I'll eat it. Yeah.
Have you? So did you know? So fish sauce, there's prepared fish sauce and not concentrated okay. fish sauce.
Yeah,
concentrated fish sauce does not taste that great. But the prepared fish sauce is mixed with sugar and lemon.
Okay.
And that's what you eat vermicelli with. Okay. A lot of Vietnamese places will serve with their egg rolls
mm-hmm.
and a lot of their different noodle dishes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, but tacos, though.
Okay, yeah. Tacos, we have to hit two places.
Okay, two places.
So, for the last decade, I've been frequenting a taqueria. It's off of 19th and MacArthur. It's called La Frontera.
Okay.
And it is legit. It's right next to the Ziggy's in the strip mall, right down the street from...
this is just funny. Ziggy's is funny to me.
Right down the street from the Hispanic dance club.
Oh, okay.
What is it called?
I don't know.
Okay, but so it has great hours. It's open until 11 o'clock every single night except for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's open until 3 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah, because Sunday is the clubbing night. So if you go over there, be aware.
Like people don't text and drive tonight?
Because I've almost hit people because they park over at the Walmart parking lot and run back and forth.
Okay.
But like literally across the street. But so what I like to do is, with that in mind, if you go on the weekend, go before closing time. Because we've been there at 2,
uh-huh.
1:30, 2 o'clock when the bars close and it gets rowdy.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen so many fights.
Yeah.
Two guys, like, rolling on top of my friend's hood of her car.
Oh, my gosh.
Just, like, pummeling each other.
Yeah.
But there, it is delicious.
What do you
tacos
get there?
Tacos are inexpensive. They're under $2. And what I do is I get guacamole because they make chips fresh to order.
Oh, my God.
They actually cut their corn tortillas, mm-hmm. deep fry the chips.
And then give them to you.
And their guacamole is very, like, purist guacamole. It's just avocado, cilantro, tomatoes, and lime. And so you can add...
whatever you want.
Always have to add more salt and add more lime.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get their asada tacos.
Okay.
And their asada is really, really good. It's nice and crispy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to add melted cheese.
Okay.
That is the pro tip.
Okay.
Because it will change. So it turns into like a little quesadilla taco, more or less.
Because
they melt that white, creamy mm-hmm. cheese, and then they put the meat on top of it with your cilantro and onions.
That
and then they have
so
all
good.
Their in-house sauces. And then I ask for a side of crema, which is Spanish for cream.
Mm-hmm.
But it's their version of sour cream.
Yeah.
And it's just slightly saltier and thinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put that on top.
That sounds so good.
Oh, it's so
good.
I
need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you've got La Frontera, and then what's the other
one? The other place is new to me. Lauren Dennison introduced me to it. It's Los Camales in the Stockyards.
Okay.
And it's on Agnew. It is the best breakfast taco in town.
Really?
Yes.
I love the Stockyards. I like the vibe of it. I love Cattlemen's.
Mm-hmm.
I like everything about it.
Oh, the Stockyards is a super cool place. And I just, so Los Camales is our go-to place if it's not Taco Bueno.
Then we go to I knew you were going to throw in Taco Bueno because you
Taco
love
Bueno
Taco
or
Bueno.
Los Camales. After every year, after Artini, after any gala.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in our nice dresses and stuff, we go out to Los Camales.
Yeah.
And it is so good.
And are they good hours too?
They kind of have weird hours, but yes, they open late. I haven't been there like past 1 in the morning, but we've been there around midnight.
Okay.
And they're open.
Cool.
And if you ever go during the day, I mean, everybody hangs out. It's not one of those places where it's sketchy at night.
Uh-huh.
It's just not as busy as night. I've never been there when it's super busy, but I've been there during the day where it's packed. Like, all the policemen, the firefighters, just we run into friends there.
Yeah.
So a lot of people go there.
Oh, man, that's a pro tip. I'm excited. I'm going to try all of these places. That's awesome. I am not into, I, like, don't know where the good taco, because when you were, like, $2, like, not more than $2, I'm thinking about, like, Cultivar, how they charge, like,
oh, and $2
so
is
much.
The upcharge for me to add cheese. Like, the,
okay.
It should be $1, a street taco should cost anywhere between $1 and $1.50.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think about Cultivar? You're just, like, did
so
you
I,
go?
I went to Cultivar. Their hot sauce literally exploded in my face. Yes, it did. And then I talked to a server, and we figured out what happened. Well, I knew what happened. So I opened they have these beautiful little glass bottles of hot sauce that they make in-house.
Okay.
Right? So I opened it, and literally it was
it
like, poof, like a cloud of hot sauce fumes like hit my face. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So I called a server over, and I said, hey, I just wanted to let you know these hot sauces you have on the table – I believe they need to be refrigerated
mm-hmm.
because what's happening is it's fermenting and they're exploding. And
yeah.
she goes, we know. She goes, but the chef
yeah, says it's fine. And I was like, really?
She goes, just got sprayed in the face.
Yeah, I go, yeah, well, it sprayed me in the face. She goes, the other day we had one, like, unscrew and pop off at the bar top. So I don't know if they've changed
they
that.
They probably need to fix that.
It was
that.
Just really, it was weird.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But I thought their food was good. There was some confusion about how to order. If you're going to order this, stand in this line. If you're going to order this, stand in this line. And if you're going with you and somebody else and you're ordering different lines, like, don't hold your breath to get your food at the same time.
Yeah.
But that was all right when they opened.
Yeah, so that's when I went to.
Since then. But
We want the, like, not that they're not authentic, but, like, authentic.
Yeah, but if you want really good queso, go to 1492. Their white queso is so good.
Okay, I need to go there,
1492
too.
1492 has the best queso.
Okay, I love it. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, we covered...
We covered a lot. And we're right at one hour, so perfect. I was gonna... The last thing that I usually do on this new format is mailbag. So I checked the OKC Over Easy AOL account, and there were 17 emails. I was like, yes! And then they were all from Bed Bath & Beyond, so I was like, ugh!
Was it your coupon,
though?
Yeah,
okay, like, good. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I don't have any mailbag questions. Today, the next episode we're gonna do, tell me if you like this idea, we're gonna rank... I got some, like, communications professionals.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to rank the restaurant social media of, like, the Oklahoma City area. Like, who has the best social media, who has the worst social media. So I'm excited. We're going to do, like, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Because some people are, like, good at, you know, different. Like, I think Waffle Champion is really great at Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and I think Tucker's is really good at Twitter. So it's, like, it's... I think that'll be really fun.
Yeah, that'll be a great conversation. Yeah. Because if you do it right, you bring people. Like, people come.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
And people will order what you feature if you do it right.
Yeah.
I always, before we did brunch at the Drake, I was just poring over their...
Instagram?
Their Instagram to find more pictures of brunch.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. But we use it as a resource, so it is really important. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes back to us talking about how not, you know, it's important to have good food pictures if you're going to post about
right.
Because there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it.
No cooking for Bay over here. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Do you want people to follow you on something? Like,
I have a public Instagram or a Twitter. It's at Miss Fee Nguyen. It's MS, my first name, PHI, then last name, NGUYEN. And if you were curious, it is pronounced Nguyen, not Nguyen, not Nguyen, and not any other pronunciation you might have heard. Because I legit had somebody argue with me not that long ago that, no, your last name is pronounced Nguyen. I had a Vietnamese friend, and that's what they said.
You're like,
and I was like, I'm
no.
pretty sure your friend dumbed it down for you. But whatever. Say it however. As long as you don't say Nguyen, I'm cool with it. Yeah, but if you want to follow me, I post a lot of food pictures and pictures from traveling and local downtown Oklahoma City stuff. So
she also got a good Snapchat. She's sending me aquarium photos from...
Yeah.
I loved it. I really liked it a lot. So, follow her. She's... Got the no. I mean, we've had so many hot tips today. And then if you want to follow me, OKC Over Easy on Twitter. You can follow my Snapchat. It's just MalloryMC. And that's it. So we'll see you guys next time.
See you guys.
Bye. Thank you, Fee.
Just seasonally. Yeah. I just kind of trust.
Their brunch. I always get their burger for brunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had a burger there.
Yeah.
I really like a lot of things there, and I think they have a really good bar selection.
Yeah, they do.
And I've learned about wine there, and that's a new thing for me.
Yeah,
like just trying to, because I'm a beer girl.
Okay,
like I'm kind of a beer snob, and like I know things about beer. I'm not an expert,
uh-huh.
but wine, I just don't know.
You just drink out of the box, like
you know. There was a time, and like I would do it again.
Yeah,
but now I'm kind of learning that I like fancier wine, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
It's more expensive.
Because you're like, I used to be able to buy 4 bottles for $17 in this box.
And it was in this plastic thing, and it didn't go bad.
One bottle for $17.
Yeah. So, and I think that's something I've learned, and I've had to learn on my own, that, like, spending a little more for good quality is, like, worth it.
Yeah.
Like, and that goes for food. But a lot of places, I think some people around Oklahoma City think, you know, this is so expensive, this place is so expensive, mm-hmm. like, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, go to another state.
Yeah.
And it will be more.
Yeah.
Like, our prices are reasonable. I'm always shell-shocked when I look at a menu, like,
in
Chicago
or
Portland or Seattle. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is the same thing. Although, I mean, in Portland, Seattle, it's, like, fresher seafood.
Yeah.
So I get that. But, you know, so it's just different. But
that,
I like it here.
That's good. Packard's is... Yeah, I totally agree with you. It is consistent, and it's good food, and it's a great atmosphere too. Yeah. And
it's pretty.
It's very pretty. It's mm-hmm. very pretty, and they have a great rooftop.
Yeah,
it's
I have good awesome. Memories there too. I think that has, I don't know, that has something to
yeah,
do with it.
Yeah, the memories
too.
With
yeah,
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram.
Okay.
My Instagram name is at mm-hmm. Maggie Murdy.
Okay.
It's MaggieMurdy.
Perfect.
And I guess I'm on Facebook, but I just don't really, I'm not really.
Yeah. Follow you on Instagram because you're the big friendly eater.
I am. Yeah.
I love that. And then pick up an edible OKC
mm-hmm.
next time you see one. Mm-hmm. And
eat local and shop local.
Eat local and shop local.
You might see me there.
And say, hi, I heard you on OKC
Over
Easy.
Yeah, you can do that. Nice.
Well, thank you for being on. If you want to contact me and if you've made it to the end of this, then you can find me on Twitter. I'm at OKC Over Easy. I also have a Snapchat account where I post food stuff and videos of cats. So that is MalloryMC. I have an Instagram. If you guys want to follow it, that's cool, but you don't have to. It's just MalloryCraft. And then also if you have an email question, which I don't think I have any emails, but you can follow or you can send an email to okcovereasy@aol.com. So that's pretty much it. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. It's been so fun.
And we will see you guys next time.
Yes.
Bye.